This is All Things Considered. A man named Christopher Cantwell has been in the news in Keene this week. He's a city resident and a white nationalist. He came to town as part of the Free State Movement about 5 years ago. City officials have known about him for some time, but it was only after last weekend's events in Charlottesville that most people first learned Cantwell's name. From Keene, NHPR's Brita Green reports.
Christopher Cantwell was featured in a documentary about the clashes in Charlottesville. It aired on HBO and went viral online. In the footage, Cantwell expresses his hatred for black people and Jews. And then later, you see him pouring milk over his face after he's been pepper sprayed in the crowd.
What just happened?
They based me.
Who?
I don't know. Communists.
This guy, Christopher, is that his name? I called him today.
That's Mark Farron, pastor at Keene's First Baptist Church. Cantwell's number is easy to find on his website online, along with a mailing address in Keene. So, in the spirit of healing, Farron left him a voicemail on Thursday.
And said, I'm who I was, and can we talk, get together sometime, and find out what we may have in common.
Farron also called the local newspaper. He was frustrated that they'd run stories about Cantwell so prominently. Farron's lived in Keene for nearly two decades and says stories like this, they cause people to misunderstand the city's true character.
Instead of being known for the place that had the pumpkin festival where riots were, a guy that was part of the, you know, KKK or something, it would be known for the better part of us, who we are.
That feeling that Cantwell doesn't represent Keene is something I heard a lot in town.
Well, obviously it's not publicity any community wants.
That's City Councilor Randy Filio.
To say we were stunned and not happy is an understatement, but I think these type of issues sometimes bring a community even tighter.
Keene is a college town, and students will be returning in full force to campus over the next week or so. Dottie Morris is an administrator at Keene State who focuses on diversity and equity. She says she's heard from both liberal and conservative students in the wake of events in Charlottesville. There's concern that political dialogue around campus could turn violent.
Because that's kind of the model we've seen, that conversations lead and they escalate, and it's so polarizing.
She's heard people talking about Charlottesville all over, in grocery stores, and coffee shops, even before Cantwell's name came up.
As an African-American woman, I've even had people, random people, just come up with almost like an apology to voices of support.
Some residents quickly organized a demonstration last weekend. They gathered on Keene Central Square. It's a frequent spot for protests. But Reverend Elsa Wirth with St. James Church in town noticed something different with this gathering.
Usually the people who go around the square will beep when they agree with you and, you know, put their thumbs up. And the same was true this last Sunday. But what was new this time was that the people who didn't agree were really hostile. There was a lot of giving the finger, a lot of swearing, a lot of chanting Donald Trump's name.
She's helping to organize another gathering, a candlelight vigil. The goal is to celebrate love and not take a political stance.
Because there are people in pain right now, no matter what their political orientation is. And people are confused about what way is up because everything seems so different, so fast, so coming at us like freight trains and people really don't know how to make sense of it.
The candlelight vigil is scheduled for next weekend. In the meantime, it's unclear if Cantwell will return to town. The Boston Globe reports there are two felony warrants out for his arrest in Virginia in connection with his activity in Charlottesville last weekend. Ian Freeman, another Keene resident who knows Cantwell, told me Cantwell plans to turn himself in down south early next week. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.